Hey everybody, can I refill your eggnog for you, get you something to eat, drive you out to the middle of nowhere and leave you for dead? This is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, and that's Hindsight. Hello everyone, welcome to the episode.
That's a mouthful, not about Hindsight.
Yeah, that was impressive.
It was falling out of my mouth.
Something did.
Okay.
Picture that, people. No, don't picture that. firstly, Mark, how are you?
I'm good, Edward. How are you?
Getting in the Christmas mood.
Sound like your wife, Ed. Edward. It's just unnecessary full naming. But anyway.
I like
yes,
it.
Yes, Christmas mood. Have I made it Christmassy enough in here for you?
I mean, you have done since August for me, but it is particularly Christmassy today. We've got the tinsel out, soft lighting.
Oh.
There was some Christmas music playing as I walked in. Luther Vandross, I think, was
Luther
it?
Luther was bringing the jihad vibes.
There is a little bit of a Christmas meets Red Light District, though, theme going on here.
It's red and green.
It's a bit seedy.
And it also smells of burnt popcorn, and that's because of our guest this week.
Who is?
That's the worst drum roll I've ever heard.
Kirsty!
It's Kirsty Weeks. How are you, Kirsty?
I am gravy. Thank you.
Gravy good.
Roasting a themed.
It is Christmas.
It is Christmas.
It's
technically November.
I burnt some popcorn, which would have been my lunch.
Your lunch, but yeah.
It was
my
bad.
House now stinks.
Which is fine.
Is it?
Not for you, but no,
this is just going to linger for weeks.
And the smell is really
it's
getting down.
It's permeated.
I mean, we'll leave eventually, and then
the sooner the better. In my opinion.
You should open a window because it's a carcinogenic, if anything. So
great!
Yeah, we are slowly dying here. So.
That's been a while for a while.
Christmas is good. Canceled Are you feeling Christmassy, Kirsty?
Since I watched that film yesterday, the Christmas stuff has started to roll my way. I literally did that, loved it, really made me feel Christmassy. Then I went to Mum's, mince pies are on offer.
Oh.
I know, isn't that weird?
Like, I've not had one yet, and I'm a bit disappointed.
She's onto this weird thing about mini mince pies. Apparently they taste better.
Oh, do you know what? I don't disagree with her.
She's obsessed. It's so weird. The best ones apparently are Fortimer Mason, which is because it's probably
Oh my God, they're so expensive.
So expensive. So every now and then, if she knows I'm at St Pancras Station, because I work in London and go there often, she'll be a little bit
don't
like...
Don't let the stalkers know.
Yeah, wow.
Actually, I have got a few.
Oh.
Normally I'm the one that's stalking.
Oh, right. So they sell it at St Pancras?
So they sell it because they have a Fortimer Mason there.
Okay, I might have to put an order in.
Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah, she can't see us. She's like, oh, I really want some. She doesn't want to pay me for them, but she's expecting me to bring some back at some point, which I will. But I just wanted to admit it.
So the mini ones, is that to do with mince to pastry ratio or something?
I think it's because it makes you feel like you're in like a little elf shack.
Oh, I get that.
I don't know. She's upset. But they have my parents have a big thing about miniature products in general. Miniature cans of Coke taste better than regular cans of Coke. Miniature toiletries from a hotel are always adored in the house.
Who doesn't love a miniature?
Yeah, they're obsessed.
It's true. It's true.
There's so many. Like miniature little biscuits wrapped up rather than a packet.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm not even joking. They even have miniature milks, which it's like they're in like a hotel.
Yeah, well, I like espressos. They're like a mini Americano, aren't they?
Sure.
That's really upset me. I'm like...
also Christmassy, me and Mark, we brought eggnog.
We did buy eggnog.
From America.
We bought a bulk lot of eggnog from Amazon, from America. like a month ago as well. Yeah. So it's just sitting there ready to go.
We just had like a moment. And we've bought like six bottles and then halved it, didn't we? For like a ridiculous amount of money.
But I feel like I'm going to have some soon.
It's worth every penny. I haven't done it yet, but it's going to be worth every penny.
I don't think I've ever had eggnog.
Okay, well, we'll have
That's one of the most disappointing things
I've ever We should have done some today.
I'm not wasting my product on you two.
I would have brought one. Well, it's too late now.
It's too late now. Well, I'll use one of mine and take one of yours.
Huh?
I'll use one of mine and take one of yours.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't...
Done. Oh, yeah, you see, yeah.
Well, there you go. Eggnog, of course, was a theme of the movie.
Nice move.
There was a lot of eggnog in this movie.
That we watch. So we're going to discuss it. But to do that, we're going to have to take a journey back. To 1989.
Good old days. Standard stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the
pre-Kirsty.
I was being conceived, actually.
How did that happen? Walk us through it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure somewhere my mum and dad bumped themselves, and then...
Well, let's hope they don't listen to this.
I don't know. That's not what I meant. A stork was involved.
That's better.
I like it. They shook hands. Sure. The stork.
Yeah. That's it. Shook hands. Why did I say shook hands? Why did I say bump?
I don't know. Bump is
like a
thoughtful.
Fist bump.
Yeah, bump didn't like work. Mump.
They just sort of slapped into each other. Anyway, this is getting a bit far.
Edgy must have been like three. No, two.
Two. Yes, don't age me.
So sorry.
Yeah, I would two.
And I was nine.
No, you started... weren't.
I was.
Oh, yeah, of course you were, because you're 10 years. Sorry.
Well, I would have was. Just started middle school. Would it have been this year? Yeah, nine. Yeah.
So do you remember
just started
this...
middle school this year.
Do you remember this film coming out?
No.
No. Would you, because, right, so I know we haven't started with the synopsis of the film, but I know, what is the rating for it?
The age rating?
Yeah.
I don't know what it would have been in America. Probably PG-13.
Oh, because at the...
it's a 12 over here.
Because considering it was the 80s, so things were a little bit stricter with the age ratings, there were some big swear words dropped out in.
Yeah, there were. I did notice that, actually.
I definitely would not have been allowed to watch this as a kid.
I think there's only one F-bomb.
No, there was two.
Was there two?
There was definitely two.
I picked up on one, I must admit. Yeah, it only tells... IMDb only tells me the... UK rating, which is a 12, so...
And an F-bomb.
Probably would have been PG-13 in America, but you are allowed one or two, I think,
but like
in a 12.
In a family Christmas movie, I'm surprised they even bothered. Like, what's the point?
The argument would be, is this a family movie?
Well, that's what I don't know.
It's
well,
not really.
Which then brings me on to my fact.
Okay.
Which, I don't know how much information I've got about this, but I googled, why is it...
Come on.
No, some tinsel just fell down off the floor.
Oh, no. Oh, that fell down before.
It's even more red light district now.
Yeah.
Don't
tell me.
I'm sorry. So I was like, why is it called National Lampoon? Do you have any idea what it's called?
Oh, yeah, because of the magazine.
Yes, yeah, so I looked it up and it said because of the magazine, and that's like based on the same humour and the film.
There was a magazine. I didn't know there was a magazine.
There's a magazine called National Lampoon.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought that's such a bizarre name for a film. It's got to come from somewhere.
Bizarre
name
for a magazine.
Well, there's like a few National Lampoon films. Like Animal House, I think, was the first one.
Yes, and they put it in front of some films that have it in America but don't have it over here. So, like, over here, we had Van Wilder Party Liaison.
Yeah, I saw that come
in
up.
In America, it's National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
Yeah.
I did see that come up on the streaming platform I was using.
If there's a... I guess because we don't have that over here. We don't think we've ever had the magazine in... Did it ever come out in the UK, do you know?
No, I think it's an American thing. Yeah,
so I guess that's why they
dropped it. Humour was on the same level, and that's like inspired the.
I heard someone compare it to Private Eye. If you ever
heard
of that.
Okay, which satirical, like
yeah, which is just sending up current events basically. But speaking of current events in 1989,
tell us.
Have we not done that?
No, we have not. let me tell you about the highest grossing films in 1989. There's a lot of ones I recognise in here. I'll tell you
go
that.
On.
Early 90s were good for
Ghostbusters 2?
Ghostbusters 2 in at number 9.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, somewhere.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, number
8. Oh, classic.
I saw that at the cinema.
Giant Ants.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh.
At number 7. Taylor's favourite. Little Mermaid, number 6.
Oh, that's quite on
a Disney classic
on point
in there.
For the minute.
Yeah.
Dead Poets Society.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know I've never
that's
watched
quite
it?
A good
I've
film.
Never, I've never watched it. Is it good, is it?
It is good.
Well, it's supposed to be a classic, isn't
it? It's got its moments, I guess.
It comes up in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's referenced a lot.
For a film I've never seen, it's referenced a lot.
Mm. It is referenced a lot.
One of your favourites, Mark, Look Who's Talking.
Oh, I do love Look Who's Talking.
So
I saw that,
that
in the cinema.
Is that Steve? No, it's not, is it?
Bruce Willis. And John Travolta.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen that.
Where the baby's, like, you can hear the baby talking. It's Bruce Willis's voice.
You've told me about it. I've definitely not watched it.
Oh, put that on your list. That's a classic.
Okay.
Look, top three now. Now for the nitty gritty.
Oh, go on.
Come
go on.
On.
Hit me.
Number three, Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, of course.
One of the goats.
It was such a good year for, like, things are really tough changed,
a good year for film.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, Batman.
Which,
of course, the first.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, that was number two.
That's number
I have no
two.
Idea what number one's going to be.
So number one, just making shy of $500 million worldwide. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Okay. And I saw that at the cinema.
Did you?
I saw it at the cinema, but I got scared at one point and I had to go out to go to the toilet.
So snakes?
When they're about to get their heads chopped off.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't like what was going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll go to the toilet.
Made my excuses.
Like it.
Just stood out the side for about 5 minutes and then came back in.
And you've had to do that ever since when you watch it. So
I'm still out there.
Not seen that scene.
Their own, but the films these days, I think, are rubbish at cinema. Back in the day, you'd want to go to the cinema all the time because there'd be so many films out and you'd be like, oh, I really want to go see this.
Well, I don't think there was so many films out. It's just that there was such a level of quality.
Mm.
I think you're right.
That there was less of them.
More effort was put in.
And you've got to remember, there's a lot more pumped out now.
Yeah. And so many graphics like just used instead of like CGI instead of actually actors being involved.
I mean, there was a period we did go to the cinema once.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, we actually enjoyed the films that used to be on.
Not all of them were good when you look back at it.
Well, we had some moments. Fifth
Wave.
Fifth Wave was a good
glasses
time.
As well. It's just we're looking back on all these and being like, oh, from our youth and like, they're great, but.
No, but.
You know, I don't know.
I saw something the other day on TV, not on TV, on my phone, and it said something like, in the same year, I can't remember, it was like Shawshank, Forrest Gump, and something out. They all like come out at the same time.
Like 93 or something, yeah.
That was early 90s, though. It had some good films.
I'm sure it's 95. 94.
I think you're right.
Because I went through the story before, because we were going to go and see Speed. I was only 14. My friend was 15, but he was too short.
So he went
and
to Forrest
Gump. They did let us in to see Speed, so we had to go see Forrest Gump.
Well, they based it on height back then, not age. I'm joking, sorry.
Yes.
It's a shame they don't have height charts.
It just roller coaster. Very upsetting. Yeah. Very small person he was. Darren, if you listen to this, you're still awesome.
Best-selling single, brackets UK.
Oh.
Was...
Why disappointed?
Yeah, disappointed with that. US or nothing. Ride on Time by Black Box.
Oh, classic.
How does that go?
I don't know.
Ride on Time.
Oh, baby, ride on time.
Yeah.
I do actually know that
song.
Yeah,
I didn't. Until we did that,
from
I had no
what
idea.
You heard, I don't know how you got that song. What's a terrible
totally
version
it.
Of it.
Totally got it.
And look, let me just briefly mention...
Whoa. Oh, no, is that the same one?
Yeah, that's the same one.
Just wanted to check.
Just cutting off these tracks
no,
there.
No, it's fine. Top rated TV, brackets US.
Yep.
In at number 10, Monday Night Football.
Classic. It's always in America.
There's some ones that, I mean, The Wonder Years, Golden Girls.
I like Wonder Years.
Cheers in at number 3.
Yeah, yep.
Joint number 1, though.
Go on.
Roseanne.
Yeah, wow. Cancelled.
And The Cosby Show.
Cancelled. Also brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good judges characters in the 80s.
That's isn't it just surprising when you look back and you think all these things now are just like
Cheers is still played on, it keeps coming up on I don't know what channel it is on Sky.
Oh, Cheers is it's not timeless, but it will always be on one TV channel.
I actually think
it's like
not...
Friends, isn't it? It'll
weirdly 10 years ago if I watched it I kind of would watch an episode and almost like kind of laugh with it, but watching it the other day I was like, it's just so stupid. The humour was so stupid.
It's
lost its charm for me a little bit.
It's definitely humour of its time.
Yeah, I wonder if at that period of time, I feel like now we're a bit more all like sarcastic humour, but then it was like very much stupid slapstick humour.
I do feel like humour has changed over the years when we watch stuff.
It's quite,
stuff.
And it's probably a reflection of that is Frasier. The spin-off of Cheers is totally different to Cheers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Much more mature.
And then now we've got the new Frasier spin-off again.
Yeah. And is it revolutionised humour again?
I haven't seen the new one yet, but...
I did see that come up the other day.
More similar in tone to the last Frasier, but different again because he's moved back to Boston.
Yeah.
But curiously, I don't think they're ever going to go to the bar Cheers, which just feels odd to me.
Did they do that in Frasier?
No, but he lived in Seattle in Frasier.
Oh, right, yeah.
So he never went to Boston. But now he's back in Boston.
Yeah.
Which is obviously where Cheers is.
Mm-hmm.
But they're never going to go there.
But it's probably shut down.
Surely he would.
But it might have shut down.
In Frasier, they always talked about it like it was still open. Because every now and then there was a guest from it.
Yeah, but we've had like a pandemic. There's been like a crash.
I mean, yeah, I suppose you could argue that. I wonder if they do bring it up. So I've watched it, so.
I don't care.
Love that you thought about these things.
In depth. Let's move on.
Yeah, well, look, we have set the scene for 1989.
Definitely.
Thoroughly, I would say. And we'll be back just after this to talk about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And we're back. Mm-hmm. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which I will, from this point onward, call Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that's fine.
I want it to be abbreviated.
Yeah. CV, Mark, had you seen this before? You'd seen this before, hadn't you?
I've seen it before. Been a few years since I last watched it. I kind of watched it during lockdown, where the year we had the lockdown, I watched a Christmas film every day while I was working. So I didn't really watch it.
But... whilst you were working?
Like, afternoon, background noise.
Yeah, I'm joking as well.
No, you're not. I don't think my manager's listening. Are you? just background. That's what I mean. So it was background. So I wasn't really watching it. But it's not in my rotation, shall we say?
Oh, is it not? Okay.
No.
I'm surprised for you. I'm surprised at that, because I thought it would have been in your Christmas rotation.
And when we'll soon find out why it's not.
Interesting.
When we say Christmas rotation, it's because he has a series of Christmas films that he watches.
Doesn't everyone?
Every year. Yeah, I'm just making. That's what I mean, just making it clear.
Everyone's got Christmas films.
I'm not prejudiced. It's fine.
Yeah. So, I do have quite a rotation. That's very true. But it's not in it. Not really. It could be in the wider rotation, but not in the regular rotation.
Is it even in your Christmas playlist on the?
Jesus Christ,
Kirsty, have you ever seen?
I have.
CV?
The film we watched.
I have actually. I've seen it a couple times before, but it's been such a long gap. I roughly had forgotten. Actually, I got it confused with the vacation one. Christmas vacation.
European vacation.
No, is there another one where they just go on holiday?
Oh yeah,
the holiday.
The first one is vacation.
Yeah, I mean, they're vacation.
They're basically always going. Aren't they? Because Vegas Vacation.
Is based on Vacation.
National Lampoon's Vacation. Christmas Vacation.
I got it muddled in my head.
European Vacation and Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, I got it muddled in my head with one of the other films. So some of the way it started, I forgot. It was not what I expected.
I think they did a recent one called Vacation as well.
There's a rebooted kind of one. Well, not really a reboot, but yeah, it was essentially...
That Blake from The Office in...
The kids, his kid now grown up, taking his kids on vacation.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Because they yes, Clark and I can't remember his wife's name. Do appear
Ellen.
In that. He pops to see him before they go away.
Oh, nice!
So it is like a continuation in some ways.
Yeah,
and it's not bad because it's what's his name?
The guy from Big Bang Theory.
No.
What are you on about then?
Is it Ed Helms or Jason Sudeikis? Ed Helms.
Ed Helms.
Yeah, Ed Helms.
That's okay.
Andy from The Office.
Oh.
There you go.
Maybe that's not what I'm thinking of then.
Probably not.
I think I'm getting confused with Cheaper by the Dozen too.
You think of Steve Martin?
Cheaper by the Dozen too. Ed, what's your experience with this film?
Yes, but it was only a recent find. I think my family in law are big fans of it.
Right.
And I hadn't seen it before I'd met my wife, basically.
So is it on their rotation?
Yeah, they are... big fans.
Really?
A lot of people
big
are.
Fans.
A lot of people do really enjoy this film.
It tends to be their kicking off of the Christmas movie watching film, actually.
No way. I guess it's their era. Like, it's ours, really. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I mean, is it our era? Not really.
It's yours.
Not really. Well, borderline, it's mine.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it in the cinema, though. So.
No, yeah.
But I get in my head, it's like one of those ones that would have potentially been on TV.
Would have been on TV a lot.
Did I watch it on TV?
Yeah, we would have watched it. I bet
it would have been on TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So it's like one of those kind of things. In my head, when I think my era, it would have been, I grew up with it on TV.
That makes a lot of sense.
That's kind of what I more think.
I actually think, because it's called National Lampoon's, I probably would have seen it and been like, this feels like a sequel or something. I don't want to dive in straight on Christmas Vacation.
Which, interestingly...
What, as a seven-year-old?
Yeah. being like, I might be missing vital plot aspects when I start it.
But I had a bit of a moral dilemma when I started thinking, oh my God, this is technically a sequel and this breaks the sequel rule.
Yeah, true.
But these films are so disjointed, you can basically watch anything.
I think it stands alone.
Like, they recast the kids each time.
Yeah, literally every time it's different to their kids.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that was intentional or it's just because they always just got a young set of kids. It's
or only... Juliette Lewis was so miserable in this one.
Yeah. She's always miserable.
I know.
Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo are always...
It's always those two.
The main ones.
Yeah, I do like them as a duo.
I did like the intro, the cartoon intro.
It's time for Christmas vacation. Super. I love it.
Simple things like that. Back, like, if you think it's too complicated these days.
I agree with that. And it's a great song as well, which is not available anywhere.
No,
on any streaming platform.
Immediately started trying to, like, oh, I'm going to add this song to my playlist.
Yeah, no.
Doesn't even find it. Which I find odd. Like, normally they find it.
You get, like, the weird Hollywood covers, and it's not the same. Yeah, no, I want that version.
I wonder why.
Just some licensing issue.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cracking tune. And the animation is funny. I mean, it's quite like basic animation.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than anything I could do. Let's put that there. But yeah, for like a Hollywood picture, it's a bit like, oh, this.
Yeah, very.
It's charming. Rough. It's quite charming.
It's like, rustic.
Yeah.
Rustic.
Little Santa going down the chimney.
And then we see them in the car on their way to get a Christmas tree. Yeah. Which is very much an American tradition, I find.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know, is this something that just happens in films? Or do they generally all go to these Christmas tree farms cut them down themselves?
Loads of people, like, since I've been, even when I was a kid, go to Christmas tree farms and pick up a Christmas tree.
In this country?
Yeah, there's one in Malden.
There is one.
Oh, there is one in Malden, but I don't, I feel like it's a very much a...
It's pretty American-y thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's a more American-y thing than it is over here. I'm not saying people over here don't have real trees.
I don't know, because... we all always, like, we've had Christmas trees for years, so I think it just depends if you've grown up with a plastic one and you've just missed out on that.
Oh, we used to have both. We always had a small real one and a plastic one.
So what would you do when you had your real one?
I don't know. Mum used to get it. But we didn't, it wasn't a family outing.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, like, the whole family get in the car.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, yeah. Not.
But you wouldn't get the Christmas tree in, would you?
Well, this is it. Again, we don't all drive station wagons.
No, yeah.
You strap them to the top.
That's true.
So... And a lot of them get delivered nowadays, don't they?
When that film starts, Chevy Chase just fills me with anxiety.
Why?
Because I just know he's going to do something stupid that would really stress me out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this whole sequence where he's going off at these guys in this pickup truck.
Yeah, the road rage bit.
What's this got to do with anything?
This is very indicative of this whole film, though.
Yeah.
It's more of a series of vignettes than it is an actual
film. Yeah,
yeah.
I get that.
Because this is, it is just very much like a what the hell is going on? Why are these people road raging him out of nowhere?
Yeah.
The road's nice and empty. There's literally no cars coming the other way. Just overtake. But no, they're just right up his bumper.
And this is why I'm like, sorry. Is this something that gets referred to in the previous films about his road rage or something?
I think he does have a bit of road rage in the other ones. I can't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen the first one. And I don't know what sequence they go in.
I do really appreciate that. You know when they're singing carols?
Yeah.
And they're, over to you, Russ! And he doesn't sing. And then they come back in time.
Yeah.
There's little bits like that. I do quite like it.
Oh, but there's definitely little bits of humour.
You find
this
tree that's just a ridiculous size.
It's
so, like, why are you even
way too big.
Bigger
and,
is better.
And out of the road rage scene, they, like, go off the road and go over onto a ramp and you see the car flying slow motion. You're like, what the hell is going on? Cut to them walking to the tree.
Yeah, it's
like,
just so like...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's so rogue.
The rest of the film, they're actually dead.
Yeah.
They died in that accident. This is
a fever dream.
Can you just cut down a tree anywhere in the US?
Probably not.
And I think they have got a Christmas tree farm, but it just seems like they've just wandered off into the forest to...
Yeah.
Cut down one with the most pine cones I've ever seen on a Christmas tree.
Yeah, the tree's ridiculous. The size of the tree is just ridiculous. Yeah.
But and they haven't bought an axe, so they somehow managed to uproot it. What?
Oh,
I do like the relationship between Ellen and Clark here, though, that she seems to... I mean, he's being ridiculous at points.
She, like, fully
but supports
him.
She's always going along with it.
Yeah.
And trying to embrace it.
Oh, yeah. She's a very supportive wife.
Yeah, she is.
And,
and like when Audrey's eyes are frozen.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I know.
She'll look at it later.
Yeah.
Just so ridiculous. Her eyes are frozen.
Oh, there are some amusing bits.
It does.
There is some funny. Yeah, there are like.
And there's funny bits, like, especially when you think back and talk about them.
Yeah.
But it's another one of them films where I feel like it just steps over from being. Just that bit too ridiculous.
Stupid. It is so stupid.
Like, her eyes are frozen. What?
And then...
like, you can almost buy the rest of the stuff that's happened. I mean, driving under the lorry with the logs on it is a bit ridiculous, but clearly someone's done it because it's a real stunt happening.
Oh, you can see it happening. Yeah.
You know? But the eyes froze and was a bit like, what?
And then they actually get it home.
What? The Christmas
tree? Yeah.
Tree.
On the...
And my favourite bit, I bet that really made me chuckle, was that when they're in bed after they've got the tree home and they're all like, the sap. You met a sap.
Oh, he's got it stuck to his
hand. And he's stuck to her hair, like stuck to his hand. And then like he's like stuck with the lamp and yeah. like everything's sticking.
That bit did amuse me. I liked his pajamas as well.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're dinosaurs or something.
The whole bed situation looks very comfy. Yeah. I was ready to step into the screen.
It was very cozy.
And dive in. But when they get home with the tree, he cuts it up, doesn't he? And that's when we meet Todd and Margot. And I love these characters so
much. Julie Louis-Dreyfus as well. Yeah, just on the cusp of Seinfeld.
Always good to see her in something.
And I forget, every time I watch it, I forget she's in it. But throughout this film, I just feel really bad for these characters.
Oh, you feel bad for them?
Yes, because
I feel you're supposed to hate them.
Yeah, Next
Door
Neighbour.
You are supposed to hate them. They get nothing but dicked on the entire film.
Next Door Neighbour.
They have done nothing to warrant it. Their house gets smashed up.
Yeah, but they come in with a poor attitude straight away.
They come, but clearly they've got the worst neighbours in the world. I was watching it thinking, I must be at an age now where I just sympathise with these people. Because all I could think every time that something happened was just like, move. Oh my God, just move house.
It's like,
yeah, I know.
It's like they get punished for not being a family and celebrating Christmas in a traditional way.
Yeah,
so you will be punished.
But even though, but they have got like decorations up, but they are celebrating it, but they're just a couple that just a bit more quieter.
Edgy. Their house is so like modern. Next door.
It just gets trashed repeatedly. Like just windows are constantly being smashed. And,
but
like...
but the, both of the characters, they are in it for quite a short amount of time.
Oh yeah.
But they are, they really make the most of their parts, don't they?
Definitely.
That is quite memorable.
Yeah. And I mean, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is just comedy gold anyway. She's just got such good comic timing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, I'm surprised. I wondered if anybody else would be with me on the sympathising with them.
No,
so it's interesting. I really felt, by the end of it, I was just like, oh my God, it's just just an awful time of year for them. And all they're just doing is existing. They really haven't done anything. It's not, they haven't attacked them or anything.
They actually haven't. But and what was the worst thing he does? Like, that's too big a tree or something at the
between
start.
Between the tree going through their house, you never the gutter get... shooting through their window and smashing all their stuff up. Like, they're getting, the door getting smashed down and the SWAT team just jumping in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's shocking. Like...
They, like, fall down the stairs, lights up. Yeah.
But, like, everyone, you're supposed to hate them for no reason.
I still like, wanted them to go through all of that, though.
Oh, yeah, I get a nice bit of catharticism. Well. Is that right?
Yeah.
From that.
I enjoyed it. No, I disagree. And that's the end
you're
of the
podcast.
You're wrong! So this is, and this is again, where this all get, this film is very bitty. So it's, next day, we're at Clark's office for about 5 minutes. And he wants to get his bonus to get this pool.
We meet the bloke who played Chandler's boss in Friends. It's all I can think of.
That's exactly the same with me. I was just like, does he always just play the corporate figure?
I just expect him to slap his bum and go,
bing, bing.
Rest in peace, Matthew Perry.
But yes, I found the whole, like, I know this was obviously a plot device, but it always just seemed to just take me out of it whenever we just went to his office for about 30 seconds. You got your bonus yet? No.
Yeah, well, But I quite like it because, and I think Chevy Chase is really good at this, is that he, on the, like, his spectrum of his character, he goes from being wildly a goofball and like being quite narcissistic at some points to then being quite sincere and like well-rounded as a human being. Like, clearly wants to be a good father and husband.
Oh, he always wants well throughout the whole film.
And then like he's... You can see he's really concerned about wanting to do this and he's got genuine worries about it. And I think that's why they do it.
Yeah, because he's actually really wanting that money to build something for all of them, isn't it?
He wants to do an outdoor pool, doesn't
he? He's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then is that where we meet his boss as well?
Brian Doyle Murray.
Yes.
Bill Murray's older brother.
It is, isn't it?
I think I've said this before.
Oh my goodness. I was literally thinking that. He looks just like Bill Murray.
Yeah.
His older brother.
Is it actually related?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I was thinking it. I was like, I have to ask if he is related because I didn't IMDb.
If Bill Murray's in a film, his brother's usually in it somewhere. It pops up quite a surprising amount of time. Like in Groundhog Day, he's
they
in
look
there.
So alike. They look really related.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Yeah.
I do. He's got to be quite a bit older than...
Yeah, I think he's a fair bit older.
Yeah, because then he looks still with a bit old.
But he's yeah, quite a bit older than Bill.
Not old, but looks
But he bit. Plays that part well.
He does.
Because you are like, oh, he's such a ass.
Yeah, you do hate
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Which with is... reason, unlike the neighbours.
Yeah.
No, they had it coming.
No, come on.
They're Scrooges. Reference
Why
to
are
a
they
Bill
Scrooges?
Murray film.
They're celebrating Christmas.
Why are you so on their side?
Because I just feel like they get a bad time of it.
I feel like in real life, Mark is the neighbour.
Yeah.
Come on, you can see my house.
I think it's because you like Seinfeld so much that it's...
Seinfeld?
I know, I said it. I was going to ignore it. I was going to ignore it.
Never come back.
You would have been better just leaving it like that.
Oh my God, that would have been a knife.
Any insult would hurt him more than that.
You love Seinfeld.
Oh, don't say it again. Anyway, moving on. So then we're shopping with Clark.
Yeah.
The ladies' section.
This upset me so many levels.
Yeah. It's pretty upsetting.
I hate the... Because it's ridiculous. No one that worked on a shop floor would lift their skirt up that high.
or even...
Actually, they probably would.
Indulge this man.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Like,
it's so awkward when he just keeps tripping up on his words.
I love when his son comes over, though.
Nipple.
And he's like...
Can't see it, Ross.
I did enjoy that bit. I enjoyed him chipping up constantly. Yeah. Dupont tundra, just a single entendre. It just wasn't even a tundra at that
I know
point.
In like reality people would say it probably hasn't aged well, but it was relatively amusing.
But
it was awkwardly amusing.
It's supposed to be awkwardly awkward, isn't it?
Exactly.
I found
Plus, I didn't... She really...
She wasn't uncomfortable by it.
But no, she seemed to be quite enjoying it.
Well, she was... But her acting... I mean, she looked a little bit out of it.
Yeah, she did.
Is it just me?
Yeah.
I must have admitted, I agree.
A little bit like...
Like she'd smoked something before.
Perhaps she was trying to be sexy and wasn't really achieving it.
I don't know what was going on with her.
She had quite a fringe on
her. Mega fringe.
Bangs, if you're American.
Block band.
It's another one. This is one of them things, where it was just very bitty. We were here.
I kind of like that because it's like getting through plot. But
there was no plot. It was no connective tissue to it. That's what was annoying me about it.
Christmassy type things that people could relate to doing.
And that's what it felt like. It just felt like very much like let's just take all these little elements of Christmas and do a skit about it.
It wasn't a plot. A writer's strike.
Not at the time, I don't think, no. But that's very much... That is more of a... Again, like the National Lampoon, the magazine. It's just it's almost little skits with some connected tissue.
Now you know that. It probably actually does start to make it a little bit more... Oh, I can see where they would go that way. Yeah.
It is kind of the same. And when you watch like European Vacation, it's all very much like, let's pick some European cities.
Bits of.
Pick some silly stereotypes about this and away we go.
Mm.
So I get that that's what it's supposed to be.
I can't remember what happens after they've gone shopping.
And no one wants to answer the door because the grandparents have all arrived.
I did, and I enjoyed that kind of moment of
dread.
And I think it's more when I was younger, when it would be like there's certain people coming around. Not my family. I like my family, but when there's like parents, friends coming, you're like, oh, the doorbell's gone. They're going to be here. Now. I have to stop what I'm doing.
Well, even if it's people you like, you still got to like you're comfortable, and now you've got to entertain.
Yeah.
I really resonated with the older people. Telling the kids all of their and the parents all of their like ailments.
Oh.
That really resonated with me. I was like, I can feel that. I could feel the like the stress of that conversation happening straight away.
When one of them's offering Russ, like saying you itch her bunion or something like that, and she says, "I'll give you a quarter." And the way he says, "Oh, a quarter is great," it's just like
how funny.
How hard up are you? But that's, again, that's very Christmas indicative, isn't it? Yeah. Like, and it's funny thinking, oh, well, you did used to do stuff like that. Obviously, everyone's come around. I mean, I haven't done that really in years, but...
No.
Back in the day, that was obviously a big part of Christmas, wasn't it?
Older people, I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger, older people seemed so much older. So I remember spending Christmas with a lot of older, like, great aunts and great uncles. But in my head, they were like the people in that film. But now I'm older. I feel like either older people dress younger and don't age. Do you know what I mean?
Older people aren't as old these days.
This is a real thing.
Yeah.
It's like they show you good example recently. Bobby Charlton, the football player, died recently. And they would show clips of him from the 60s playing. And he's got like this comb over haircut. And he looks about 45. Yeah. And they're like, here he is, 27.
Yeah,
and it's to do with a lot of emphasis now we put on skincare and things like that. And
what you look like.
What we look like. And also, there's a lot less people smoking, which, you know, can age you.
I think it's also an attitude thing as well. Yeah. I mean, like you say, I remember, like, when you're younger, you think a 50-year-old person is your nan sitting at home knitting in a chair with a shawl over her.
And, well,
50 now it's nothing. Yeah. I mean, people, you know.
Because there's pictures of my nan and granddad on my mum's side from when they would probably be in their 60s, and they look 80.
Yeah.
And they were wearing, like, proper, like, little cardigan and... they'd have like the big trousers on. My granddad, my nan would have like a floor length skirt that was like pleated. Like, it's just not the fashion.
I think it's just, and I mean, obviously healthcare is better now as well, so that enables people to be better. But
it definitely felt like that picture of those older people, and like, especially when the other two turn up later, really older couple.
Because she's supposed to be 80.
Yeah.
So you kind of feel it. You can feel it. Then you think, well, how old are the ones that they're supposed to be?
Which one?
Because they're acting like they're 80, like their parents. But they're probably only in their 60s.
Yeah, but I think that was normal.
They definitely
to be...
like act like they're a lot older than that.
Yeah. And then that woman who's from, it took me ages to figure out what I knew her from, and it's Everybody Loves Raymond. Yeah.
And
many other things.
Yeah, for sure.
And always plays basically the same character. Yeah. Does it very well, I'll give her that.
Her voice just... it's like the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just Estelle really...
Something. I can't remember her name, but yeah.
Estelle. Sorry, yes, cut sure. that.
Doris Roberts.
Oh, Doris Roberts. Okay.
Doris Roberts.
And then it's just a bit montagey now, because we get Clark decorating the house. You see them
I like
sleeping.
That they arrive. He instantly gives himself a project.
Get out of the way.
Well, I need to do this. I'll park the cars.
See, this is also a thing of the past, I think, where people used to decorate a lot later on. Because we were never allowed to decorate until, like, is it the 12 days of Christmas?
12 days of Christmas, right. This is a common mistake.
Which is actually
that people
not
make.
12 days.
People think the 12 days of Christmas leads up to Christmas. It doesn't. The 12 days of Christmas starts from Christmas to the 6th of January.
Or maybe it's just the week before. But we weren't allowed to decorate until,
my family was, tree didn't go up until the week before
Christmas. Yeah, it was like really close to Christmas.
We were always, once you break up from school.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Then you can do it.
Actually, that probably would be what, because we'd be off school. So that would make
sense. I think a lot of people are like that. But this was...
But now it's like
everyone exactly
does it, like,
what it was. It was probably about a week before. One of the calendars was the 21st, but that was about halfway through.
The 18th.
Was it 18th?
I think. I quite like the little calendar.
It gave you a little context, didn't it?
It's helpful.
But it's definitely changed now. I mean, I know in America, they like after Halloween, decorations will be up.
But I wonder if that's why I liked the film a bit more than I expected to, even though I've seen it before, because it actually relates a lot more to me growing. My Christmases when I was a kid, then
it's definitely of our
think
youth.
So. Mine
resonate with it a bit more.
We're a lot more family based. All of our cousins and auntie and uncle come over and be at our house over Christmas.
Yes.
Whereas now the idea of that now is we're like, oh, you mean you don't have your own Christmas kind of thing? Like, I would want Christmas in my house now. Or...
Absolutely.
Oh, see, we do go over. We do still get, especially now with Barney. I have really big Christmas get-togethers.
Is Barney a purple dinosaur?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your husband.
I don't refer to my family in the podcast. I would like to keep them out of the limelight.
Okay. but no, I think you're right. I mean, it does show how much things have changed in the last, 30 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it very much used to be very family-oriented. But I think now people spend a lot of time with their friends and family.
Can I mention one thing? I found this really recently, is that I just absolutely love late 80s, 90s aesthetics of things.
Mm. Like, okay. Yeah.
Home furnishings, the kind of technology, the houses, and
I
the
think
dresses.
I think it's because it's relatable and homely.
And it probably is because it's nostalgic for me.
Yeah.
For sure.
But it just looks... I feel like it peaked then.
Oh, I don't know.
It peaked then.
I feel like...
I'll get you.
There's an element, because I kind of understand what you mean, because I loved... When we were younger, nothing matched, and it worked. And everyone loved it. Mm. Now everyone wants to try so hard to look like the Cox & Cox magazine or the White Company, the White House, the White Company, like magazine. Like everyone wants to look like a show home.
Yeah.
That I don't actually want to sit in Mandy's house, I'm not allowed to sit on the sofa. I have to sit on a rug on the sofa.
Cause that would upset me.
Oh, yeah. And it's specific to me.
On a sofa.
Because I'm dirty, apparently.
Wow.
Disgusting.
So bad. It's shameful. She's
just oozing what, exactly?
She says I'm feral, so.
Oozing.
Yeah. Honestly, it's dead easy.
But like, actually, his dad's sitting on a blanket, but not mum.
Well, okay. There you go.
So both me and dad have to sit on a blanket because people want their houses to look perfect.
But to be fair, I mean, it looks more like that to us now because we're so used to these things. But people still did it even back then. You had to look like a catalogue.
I guess they
get
had those...
bits out of a catalogue and matching. It's just that to our eye, they all look disjointed. But at the time,
well, next door in that film, that's what I guess they're doing. Their house was modern, minimalistic,
and obviously, you know, family homes. They're always a bit more.
Well, they're lived in.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
You don't have time to.
But they have personality, whereas I think sometimes the kind of show home look feels a bit dead behind the surface.
I mean, the ruffles of the material around the edge of the sofa, I wouldn't say peaked in the fashion biz, but if you want that in your house, then
look,
go for it.
If you get one, you'll be playing with them.
What was the specific 80s and 90s stuff that was you were really like feeling vibes with?
Being a homeowner and a dad, I've never more related to Clark.
Right.
Ever before than I do, like, at this point in my life. So, like, just everything, like, the stuff in the garage and, like, getting the ladder. I don't know. It's very strange, but I can't.
I suppose you've become that dad. You are a dad now. Yeah. So, you see a lot of that. You're doing a lot of the things he's doing.
Yeah.
You're having to do that stuff. Yeah.
But I just like all the stuff, like, there being magazines and things like that. We don't really get magazines anymore, do we?
Yeah, definitely.
So, I have magazines. Yeah, well, I fly a lot for work, so it's nice to have... Don't roll your eyes!
But they're not...
Well, why did you roll your eyes?
You bloody would, is what I was thinking.
Oh, right.
But they're not a thing you get nowadays, magazines in general. Like, people always just have a stack of magazines in their house.
Do you know what I miss? We're really going off tangent here. But, like, back in the day...
go on.
Really should be in the past. Magazines used to give a freebie. Sometimes you could get an absolute banging freebie. Like, you get, like, benefit products. Lou would know. And you ask her, I'm telling you.
I'll ask her.
But now these days, you don't even get a freebie.
No?
Everything's cut down.
You don't
get
toys and cereal anymore.
Everything's cut down.
You used to get a demo disc with the PlayStation magazine.
Yeah?
You used to get cassettes and books in like some of the cereal packages.
See, I'm telling you. Peaked.
All right. Well, I had that time machine. We'll go back.
it did though.
We'll live happily in the 90s.
That's it.
But like, and I got McDonald's Happy Meal. You get an absolute banging toy. I got a book the other day.
You still get toys now, don't you?
I got a book.
Who wants a book? What kid wants a book?
They were doing Pokemon cards recently, weren't they?
No.
Yeah.
I regularly get a Happy Meal. I don't know if I should.
You are a child.
And I've never got a Pokemon card.
They were definitely doing them recently because I know some people who were getting them. So.
What are we doing?
You missed
out.
What
are we talking about?
Anyway, back to the plot.
Christopher Hitch.
You invited me.
Clark's got up in the... Yeah, I regret. Clark's gone to the loft now to hide his toys. Now this bit, this sequence annoyed me because
I don't understand why
he's up in the loft. So his mother-in-law just is cold, shuts the loft hatch. Wouldn't you assume someone was up there? I know it's a comedy. It annoyed me. Like you would check first. No, I'm just going to shut it. Obviously, the loft hatch has just opened itself.
But they built her character to be like that, to not care.
I suppose so.
To be like, ambitious.
I'm cold, so...
But then, as if there's no way to get out of the loft once you're up there.
You saw him trying.
Can you get out the loft if you get shut? I don't know.
Them American loft hatches with a ladder
attached. Yes, so I don't have a ladder on mine.
I've got to assume you must be able to do it from the other way.
Must be, well...
Because it'd be a safety thing, no?
Yeah, exactly.
You would think.
That plank scene... Actually, let's take a step back. First of all, I hate the fact that he's hiding his presence in
that dust-ridden
and
cave.
Nothing comes of that, right?
No.
Because I was expecting it to be... So I...
Just finds an old gift.
I thought...
Which is the joke, which is why they've done
that. Yeah. So I thought, because I've forgotten the end of the film, he's going to put presents in there and it was actually part of the chimney and they were all going to get burnt.
Oh, okay.
What I thought was going to happen, but it wasn't at all. It was just a random moment.
There's so much about this loft scene. I mean, it's all done for very slapstick humour.
Yeah.
But like there's... loft boards down that apparently just aren't fixed very well, so they're all over the place. And then he's just not using them at all.
The board thing, that's yeah, like that's used in a lot of other stuff, right?
What, loft boards?
Well, no, I meant like that scene.
Slapping in the face.
They take the mick out of that in other stuff.
Well,
right?
That's an age old.
I think it's an old silent movie thing. Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if it was like a...
Normally I'd be a bit eye-rolly at that, but there's something about Chevy Chase.
Oh, Doug, he's very good at it. I will say that, yeah. But then, you see, then what annoys me is obviously then, so he's walking about trying to get warm. He stands, goes through the ceiling onto the bunk bed, but doesn't use that to get out of the loft. Stays in the loft.
Doesn't want
to
make bigger holes.
He's already made a bloody hole. Like, his whole body, his whole legs have gone through it.
I know, you patched that up
no,
in 10
yeah.
minutes.
Don't give it an excuse or a reason. It made no sense.
It's just a stupid film.
I know it's stupid, but...
You're normally really pro all these stupid films.
Like, there's some stuff about it
the
that just...
What's going on?
There's some stuff... When it makes no sense at all, it does annoy me a little bit. Like, he's got an out there, but he stays up there. And then he finds his old films and chooses to sit on the loft hatch to watch them.
He's raging. He's absolutely raging.
There's the whole loft and he sits on the loft hatch. Oh.
Well, maybe he hopes it was going to open.
Mark, put your shirt back on.
No!
Sit down. Yeah!
He's gone red under that light.
That loft
no,
scene.
No, I know. This complete circumstance of the scene wouldn't happen to no one.
Yeah, it
absolutely
just,
no one.
Just yeah. It was a bit too ridiculous.
Let's
for
move
me.
To another
just,
scene.
And there was just so many things about it that were just like, no.
But I did like the kind of reminiscing about the family.
That was nice.
And yeah. It cements Clark's desire to have that big family Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's family orientated. He loves the kids. You can
that's
get that
a nice
feel.
Moment. Ruined by the fact that he's sitting on the loft hat watching.
Oh, for goodness sake. I like this hat, though, in the whole situation.
Yeah, very, very,
got a good
very
outfit.
Fashionable.
He had a good outfit. What's next? I forgot what happens after that.
And the way the family leave, and like Ellen clearly wants to stay and go and get him.
Oh yeah, they just don't care.
Everyone's just like, I gotta eat. Yeah. So we're leaving.
There's another car.
He's got another car.
They've been there all day, not really thought about the fact he's never joined them. Just come back home with gifts.
If that was my family and we were meant to be going out and Dad was meant to be coming, we'd probably go back in the house and just be like, hey, are you coming?
Yeah.
We've been waiting.
Yeah.
She doesn't even try.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously set up for circumstance, isn't it? So, and then we get the lights being turned on.
Oh yeah,
that is amusing. Oh my goodness, you've are you gonna rage about it?
I feel like what annoyed me about this film and what does annoy me about it is that the jokes go on a bit too longer than they need to.
Yeah,
it's really hammered home. Like the lights are on, they're off. They're on, they're off. They're on. Like.
This is a bit like this happened in The Burbs, though, didn't it? This kind of like this like stupid humour.
Yeah.
And you love that film.
No, it doesn't. Like, it play off the jokes for a long time.
No.
Is this when the lights actually do come on?
Yeah, but it takes him...
But I feel like he's so exasperated. We get that bit where... And he has to do this because of later. But he just starts kicking the reindeer and everything. And he completely is losing it.
I couldn't figure out why his wife turns them on... And then turns them off again.
Well, she...
And then it's like, I'm going to turn them back on again.
I think she just clicks for her.
She thinks it's the light switch to that room. And she checks all the extensions. And I'm, oh my God, the fire regulations.
The plugs was just like,
And then she switches up. And then she thinks, oh, you know what? That switch is the one.
You see, it just didn't...
I don't think she's just being an idiot. I think she's just like, oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Because it would be a light switch controlling it all.
But that's what happens in Friends. They have that switch and they can't work out what it is and it turns out to be the TV. It's just one of those
stupid... That's nothing the same at all.
It's exactly the same.
It's completely the same.
What?
It's completely the same.
Oh my God.
It controls the TV. It's just the wiring's all messed up.
And when it gets turned on... You could see the...
Look, he's going to tap me.
I am.
You see the distant town's lights fade.
Yeah, I know.
I like that. And there's some random person turning on the nuclear
fusion.
That made me
long. I like how when the lights are so bright that the neighbours are just like blinded.
Also, this is before the days of LEDs. His electricity... I mean,
you see the meter going around.
I enjoyed those bits.
Yeah, it's
you
just
can
the,
tell
the
that
lights
we,
switching and the
all have our own homes because that is literally what went through my head. I was like, the energy... Bills. Oh, my goodness.
So good. Yeah, I like that bit.
Also,
I just felt the whole on and off went
another
on
thing that I think that slightly did upset me, I must admit. I had loads of questions about, but I ignored. that he staple gunned all of the lights.
Yeah. I literally wrote, it killed me inside. Why is he stapling the lights to the roof?
One, would that like affect the wiring if he went through it?
Oh, 100%. Oh,
and yeah. Two, imagine taking them down.
It's also the way he's doing it as well. It's so
slapped down
and well, like Staples himself.
Also, I can't imagine Staples would go into a roof very well.
If it's wooden,
it's a wooden board. But yeah, you wouldn't staple.
Was it not tiled?
The roof was.
Yeah, I think just around when he was going around the edges. I don't know about the roof.
I mean, it was sort of stapling the whole thing.
I guess I don't know.
American Homes, I don't know the building regs.
Nah, very shoddy.
Yeah, regulations.
So they keep turning these lights on, or they're eventually on. And then randomly out of nowhere. Now, I'd written down his brother here, because I had no idea who this relation was until the very end.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's really clear.
Well, I know it's his cousin.
It's his cousin, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't clear. It was not clear. I take that back.
At what point did you know it's his cousin?
I know it's cousin Eddie, so I always knew it was.
No,
cousin.
You looked it up?
No, just from previous viewings.
Okay, yeah. You see, I was just like, I thought it was his brother right up until the very end where he says it's his cousin-in-law or something. I was like, oh.
Cousin-in-law?
Well, it's her. Yeah, he definitely says cousin-in-law because I remember thinking this because he's his cousin-in-law. But when he first arrives, Eddie arrives, he seems to try and go in for the kiss from what would be his cousin, his wife. So that's a bit like, okay, that's a bit weird when I look back on it.
His character is all a bit rogue though, isn't it? I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm not.
Is he in the other ones, the other films?
I don't know. I did read that there's apparently a sequel to this called Cousin Eddie's
Island or something.
Ireland, yeah. Where the cover of it made me want to hurt myself. It looked awful. And I think it had like 1 star.
I've only ever seen him in $20. Yeah. One other film, and that was Not Another Teen Movie.
Oh, he's in that.
He's in that.
And he's in Independence Day as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Randy Quaid. Yeah, yeah. You're right. Star.
Randy Quaid's, and he is a decent actor.
You're right, I have seen him.
It's just a weird part.
Not Another Teen Movie was my go-to for some reason.
Wow.
He's under the table. He's like a Vietnam veteran, like obsessed with like...
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm about?
So he just turns up out of nowhere. Well, I find it quite amazing that he's just standing there next to him. Yeah. Just like, what?
And it's him that goes and puts his arm... Clark puts his arms round Cousin Eddie. Cousin Eddie puts his arm round.
Yeah.
He's like, and then it's like, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, what are you doing?
I do here? Really like that he turns up in his camper.
Yeah.
Just the most beat up, broken down RV you'd ever see.
That is me and Barney on vacation. This summer, Mandy, my sister, her husband, my dad, my mum, I was going to say his wife, they all went on holiday and stayed in a really lovely hotel. And me and my husband turned up outside the front of the hotel, parked out front, and visited.
I wouldn't mind, but it's not like you're not poor. Like, you're not poor people, are you?
No, we've just been elsewhere. We've been staying in a field for a couple of days.
As you do,
to be fair,
in a field.
It was a motocross event.
Oh, okay. Well, Ed, I think that's probably about time.
A good point to take a break. We all need a breather after that, I think.
Yeah.
We'll be back shortly. And we're back.
We are. So now his cousins arrived. They go sledging. I didn't hear what they've got some grease up trays. What were they, something specific?
Well, it's his new formula that his work had been working on.
Oh, okay.
With a non-friction.
Oh, I see.
Coating.
I missed. I knew I'd missed something. But
like in the first scene, he talks about his cereal, which has got that locked-in coating to keep them crunchy. I think it's like a similar thing that he's spraying on there, but no one's ever used it like this. This is the only point in the film where I dislike it.
When, and I don't know why it'll be, though.
When he fires off.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's too much.
Because it's too much.
And then he goes on the road.
Yeah.
It's just...
I don't mind it after that.
It could have been... If it had been dialed back a bit, it would be better, but it's too much.
It is too
much. Like, if it had gone really fast down the hill, I could have been okay with it, because I'm like, he's clearly going to... No joke in this film isn't set up so far that you know exactly how it's going to play out.
Absolutely.
So you knew what was going to happen, but I just wanted him to just go shoom really quickly, but not like yeah. a rocket.
I would have yeah. liked it. I mean, I know that while they'd done that for that instant, oh my God. But
yeah.
it would have been funnier if he started off slowly and it just kept getting faster.
Yeah. Or I could have just happily gone with just a real fast downhill, but like a camera attached to his face.
Your favourite camera.
That's my favourite yeah, angle of all time. That, just yeah. everything just rushing past. It's just like looking like, oh, I'd have loved it. I feel like, yeah, I just feel like a missed opportunity. Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
guessing someone definitely was on the road scene, though, because it looked like he'd been filmed with a stunt double.
Yeah.
It did, though, didn't it? It like, am I making that up?
Yeah.
But when he crashes at the end into a Walmart, some product placement for you there.
Definitely.
It just zooms in on it. Cousin Eddie goes, bingo.
Yeah, I
missed something?
Yeah, it's like that in this film. I find really like, what?
Yeah. There are moments where it's just like, as much as I feel like I'm pro this film. I didn't expect myself to be so pro when I came into this.
Yeah.
But saying that, I did find it hard to concentrate on the film because it was so stupid at times. So I would leave the room.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I was constantly pausing it to really focus on it because I was just like, it is so stupid. I've got time to go out and quickly use the toilet and come back.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's fair.
Because it was just like
really fair. It's very Taylor of you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
R.I.P.
Are we cutting that?
No. Because I know she's listening now. So.
Snip, snip, snip.
Dead to us. No, yeah, I'm really joking, Taylor. I'm not.
She's listening from beyond the podcast grave. She is listening.
Podcast grave, that's it, yeah.
And she will, at our next Christmas event.
But this won't be out. Oh, no, she might hear it before then. Who knows? Anyway, we're moving on. so we're back to Clark. He hasn't got his bonus. Yeah, he's waiting for it to be delivered, isn't he?
Is this when him, and this might actually be earlier, when him and Cousin Eddie are chatting, and Cousin Eddie is wearing that sweater where you can see the collar material underneath?
Oh, yeah, he's wearing like a dicky sort of thing, isn't he? Yeah. That was quite funny. I think that's just... It is around here, yeah.
Yeah, and they're drinking that eggnog out of those moose glasses.
Oh, I did. I appreciate those glasses. They are brilliant. I've seen that in others.
They look so awkward to drink out of, but I did like them.
My mother-in-law has one of them.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
Because of the film or just in general?
Because of the film.
They are super fans, aren't they?
They are. It was expensive from memory.
Oh, the moose glass? Imagine.
Yeah, I think it was like 25 quid or something.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Does she use it, or is it just an...
I've not seen it in action.
Do they make eggnog?
I think you need to just find it and
use it. I don't know, actually. I'm going to ask her next time.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I want to be involved in Lou's family Christmas. I'm so intrigued.
Okay, I'm sure you're getting invited.
Yeah.
I feel like it's based literally around this film. This
yeah.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does Chevy Chase come around? Do they invite him around?
Is this when the other two older people turn up?
Well, so we've got, first of all, so let's just not gloss over the fact that he... sits out imagining the pool with all the family in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then just doesn't like that image. So suddenly imagines the shopkeeper stripping off, which is just one of the moments of, and I would say, unnecessary nudity, because it does notch the film up into non-family rated again.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Like, the editing is to the wire.
Yeah.
On
oh, yeah.
This is where at times it's like, it's not a daytime Christmas film.
No, it's definitely not. But it is funny.
And when she throws off a top or something and it hits the window when he's watching.
Yeah. So, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But then he gets snapped out of it by his... Well, so again, I've written down niece, but I don't really know what she is
second
at this
cousin.
Point. Second cousin, yeah, I guess.
If it's in-law, second cousin-in-law, I guess.
What's her name? In-law. Ruby Lee or something? Ruby Sue?
Yeah, Ruby Sue or something like that, yeah. Who's just got a shocking potty mouth.
Yeah. That's so funny when
she drops
she's...
a bomb, don't she?
Yeah. Yeah, a few.
That's what I mean.
She does one F-bomb, doesn't she?
Yeah, and you can just see him, like, trying to not react to
it. Like, we don't say things like that, but she just carries on.
I'm shitting bricks. Oh, we don't say that. We're shitting rocks.
that did make me laugh. Yeah. But it's still quite funny because it's silliness, but it's wrapped in a sweet sort of-ness because he's obviously trying to
And that's where you get Clark, because you have to make Clark redeemable. That you have to like him and think he's a decent person. Because otherwise, you're right, he is just like a menace to his neighbours and family.
Oh, yeah. But he wants to be a good dad and a good role model.
Yeah.
And the fact that he then cares enough to then speak to Cousin Eddie the next day about, you know, what are you doing for Christmas? Because
can't he offer him money?
that they would like to help purchase because they said they're not going to get presents.
Yeah, she comes down that before saying, whilst,
oh, that's just before that, but he's pouring sewage down the storm drain.
Shit does fall.
Yeah, I do like that again. But I resonate with that.
I couldn't really figure out, because he kept saying it would be a gas build-up.
Yeah. Yes, I don't. But
I didn't
they
really
have
understand
own...
why, and I knew it was going to be. This is obviously going to pay off at some point.
Yeah. I'm guessing.
But
so in America,
why would it be a gas build-up in a storm drain?
I guess because it just doesn't. It won't clear unless there's rain, and there's the methane is just going to collect down there.
I mean, why it's glowing green?
It is ridiculous.
That, I mean, radioactive.
I'm pretty sure that's not accurate.
No.
And also, Cousin Eddie's smoking a cigar whilst emptying it.
Yeah.
And drinking a beer at like what time in the morning
he's
is
all
this?
Man. He's
I do
man.
Like, and I have all noticed man. It all to man. Start with.
That is not far off Barney. I'm not gonna lie. When we're camping, that's not far off.
But yeah, I had noticed this at the start. But there's a steadily increasing rubbish pile outside their house as well.
Yeah.
Which I think I noticed in like the reindeer and all that. And then every time something just gets dumped on this pile, I did find that quite amusing. Just a Christmas trash heap.
That chair at one point.
Yeah, that could take out,
doesn't it? Because then he's like, I'd like to work on this.
Okay.
Burnt cat on it.
So this is when the great aunt, I put down great aunt.
Yeah, so a couple more
relatives.
I really
had no idea what relatives they were at this point.
Yeah, I didn't
get it. Beverly or something?
A couple. And it took me ages. I really recognised that man.
Aunt Bethany.
And then it clicked. He's the dad from Mouse Hunt. And it took me ages.
Oh my God, wow. I would never have realised.
It was his voice. And I was like, I know him from a film where he's like really old and frail. And it was Mouse Hunt. I was like, yes.
It made me laugh. I know it probably wasn't supposed to. But the fact, well, it obviously wasn't supposed to. The fact that he took his wig off to reveal a bald head, which was actually just a bald cap on his already hair.
I know.
Yeah, I was just like, 4K, that's layers.
4K did not
so
help
many layers.
That
And the thing was like his hat, his toupee was stuck to the hat, stuck to the
wow. But obviously you're not supposed to know it's a bald cap, but it really, yeah.
But it was, yeah.
The downfalls of high def these days to show these things off a little bit. And it couldn't help remind me of Community when someone in that's wearing a wig on their hair and a wig on their hair, like so many layers. Just did make me laugh. But yeah, so they arrived, they brought presents, wrapped up the cat, apparently.
I mean, Aunt Bethany clearly has dementia.
Something to that degree.
And it's just being written off as kind of like, oh, Aunt
Bethany. Idiot.
She's crazy.
But still, those two managed to fly across the country fairly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Uncle Lewis is like a liability as well.
Mm. Yeah, they're both liabilities. They're actually, to be honest, they're two characters that I feel like didn't need to be introduced at this part of the film.
They do seem unnecessary. Like just,
it was unnecessary.
Just for some more sight gags, really.
Yeah, it's just more people. Just more old people.
Just for things to pay off eventually, like the gas explosion.
Yeah, but they could have done that with any other relative already.
Yeah, well,
in the...
yeah, anyone could have done it.
But I mean, what coming up is what I found probably... Well, so they have dinner. The turkey, that made me feel weird.
It makes me feel... I felt ill watching
that. Like, it was just like... It was supposed to be that it had been cooked so long it had dried up, but it kind of come across like it was, like, decayed. Like, it really made me feel like... I was like, oh...
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Oh, save the neck for me was just rough. But it was that whole dinner scene. But then, see, this... Coming up to one of the bits that really just, I don't know, just didn't sit right with me was the fact that the cat's obviously been let out. It chews the Christmas tree lights. It pulls the plug out. He plugs it back in and the cat literally gets electrocuted to death. It just is dead. It's exploded.
It no longer exists in a physical form anymore. Yeah.
Like, it's just gone. It's just an outline of a dead cat. And I was just like, okay. This is a Christmas film. They've incinerated a cat. No one gives a crap about it.
These are all like, when you say it out loud, I start thinking that these are all things that you can really picture being drawn in a cartoon.
Absolutely. It is very cartoonish.
Yeah, that would be
film.
Like left and you would never question it because it's just a cartoon.
But when it's real life, it's just like, no, that cat's just dead now.
Yeah, totally.
It wouldn't have suffered for long.
Well, thankfully.
I'm getting confused about the sequence of events. Is this when the squirrel comes in? Or is this when the tree blows up?
Before that, I think.
No, because he has to go and cut this tree down from outside to get the squirrels.
Right,
so this is still...
Ah, yes. So the tree's drying out because the dog's drunk all the water out of the tree.
Yes, at this point, yeah.
Which I just think,
it's so
why
many things,
fill it up with more water?
Yeah,
I mean,
why
there are a lot
that...
of callback gags, but they're also so, like, long shot.
Yeah.
Like, as if it would have dried out that in less than 7 days.
I don't know why he didn't put more water in it or get a bowl for the dog.
You know, once you put water in a Christmas tree, you've got to leave it, and that's it. Can't add any.
Can't, yeah, you can't add to it. No, it's ridiculous. Because when that happens, I was a bit like, is this because it's dried out or is it the gas outside? It's only when you later on the gas outside blows up as a separate incident.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, it's just because the tree was so dry.
But it's then it's like the uncle is on fire and it doesn't seem to
notice. It's just in a flash of light, doesn't it? And it's just gone.
Yeah, anyway. So then in a rage, he goes outside. I do appreciate that little section where he starts to have a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
I do kind of appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
I like that type of stuff.
Yeah.
He cuts down that.
But he's got the... because he gets the letter first.
Oh, so this
so
is what...
So he finally gets his bonus delivered.
So that's what starts that sequence,
yeah,
that like breakdown.
Yeah, this is what happens. And it's just a year's subscription to a...
Cheese of the month.
Cheese, which quite...
Actually,
I mean,
it's
I
not...
do that.
I was going to say.
I would love it. But I...
That's a classic Friday for us.
I... Absolutely. I forget how much, like, bonuses are factored in, especially, like, in an American wage.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just corporate. We don't work in that type of business.
Well, but I don't think either, bonuses do aren't a given over in England, are they?
Yeah, Mandy, like, really, like... I'm sure that like, they get bonuses.
It's some,
it's, like, a big...
but not...
And, like, in when clinical
when
trials,
Louise,
they do.
When Louise, my wife, worked in retail... There was a whole big thing about you get your bonus and...
But would you... Okay,
on
so...
On your performance,
yeah,
and stuff like,
yeah,
that.
I guess you're probably right. I do work in... But you see, but I haven't always worked in, like, public sector. So I've worked for private companies before and...
Because Barney gives out bonuses.
We got a bonus, but Christmas. But it was not like I would be factoring it into...
I think it depends on the type of
your
company.
Overall earnings,
yeah, it's just,
yeah,
like, oh, we'll get a... Okay, we've got a bonus. Great.
Because I know a few of my friends that work for, like, private, like, CRO, like, clinical trial companies, like CROs.
Yeah.
They get a very big bonus, depending on their, like, performance. And that is, like, a big thing that they're, like, really... Like, it impacts on their holiday. Like, if they're going to get a holiday next year, kind of stuff.
Right, I see. So they do sort
like
of...
Like,
it
thousands.
Is... Okay, yeah, fair enough then. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I must, like, say, in my previous jobs...
Sure, Mandy,
I got a small bonus or nothing at all.
Mandy
so.
Works in retail and she used to get bonuses. But I have this weird feeling, I might get this wrong, but they started rather than doing bonuses because like the business wasn't doing well or something, or they didn't want to get the money out, they now get like shares.
Yeah.
in the
I mean,
company.
No,
like,
that's quite common, isn't it, to give
like,
shares and
here's
stuff.
Here's a share.
Like, it's a free way of giving something out that's literally worth nothing.
And it depends what the company is. Sometimes that's a really good thing.
Yeah,
other
well,
times
can
it's
be,
like,
yeah.
Oh, it's a real retail company that's... Is it going under?
I'm yeah, like, no. Like... Every year they tell them that we've done really bad this year, so we can't give you any more money. But and then they in the news, it's like they've done really well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
So, but this obviously when this goes on a bit long for my liking. I don't always mind a joke that's longed out a bit, but I do. Sometimes I feel like this film just sort of re-hammers it in because you immediately know it's not going to be very good. Because it goes on for far too long.
And he starts telling the whole family what he's planning
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, and he's going
to
do this, and he goes to open it, and this, and it's just like, can we just do it? open it, be disappointed.
I think the whole bonus check thing could have been done very... I didn't need as much of the plot that it had. It could have been to be honest, I don't think he even needed the office parts of the film. It could just be like, oh, my check's due.
It almost doesn't.
So I'm waiting for it to come.
But I suppose, again, it all has to culminate in the very... Christmas Carol ending.
Yeah.
Just because of his boss, but... So, yeah,
yeah
this
so
you're right.
That.
So he doesn't get that. That's
and
where
then...
he then goes on his
And is it then the
rampage.
Dinner?
And this is when he goes and cuts the tree down.
Oh, so then it's the tree getting cut down.
And...
Weirdly, this scene actually really amused me.
Which bit of it? The because once again, the neighbours get dicked on.
I particularly liked it when the squirrel, at one point, was clearly mechanical. And stood up on the table. That was weirdly that got me. That was my level.
Oh, that entertained you.
That was my level of like I'm ready for this. Like yeah, I love it.
I found it like why were they so afraid? Like I thought it was a raccoon. Like I started writing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I vaguely remember this, and I started writing on my notes. There's a raccoon in the tree. I was like, oh, it's a squirrel.
Yeah.
And you would think it was like it was holding, wielding a knife.
Oh, like
the
a,
way they react yeah. to
a plague-infested rat.
Yeah,
like, I do know some people that absolutely hate squirrels, and they hate anything that's like almost rodent-like, well, and they freak out. But I would be like,
but the whole house,
not afraid.
Yeah, it's
like,
cute.
Yeah,
squirrel.
Fearing for their lives.
And at one point, it's like stuck to his back.
It was nuts. It was just yeah, it's on his back.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. It's ridiculous, but. I know what you mean. Like, I was like, why is no one just trying to coax it yeah. out?
It's because it was an American grey squirrel.
Yeah.
But they're not.
And, you know,
again, it wasn't
to
have a machete.
They're evil.
Yeah. I feel like I was going to gun them down.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know, but it's still like tickle my pickle.
Oh, well, okay. Get quite that deep for me. But, and then yeah, because not only does the tree go through the neighbour's house, then she goes over to the house to give him a piece of her mind. Which
squirrel.
I agree with, you know, she's having a bit of a rough week of it. And the squirrel and the dog attack her.
Yeah. Hilarious.
That's what you get.
Yeah. They deserve
you guys
it.
Are terrible. I'm glad you're not my neighbours.
You're so against it.
I like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, all right?
Clearly, would you love a Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, you said it right. Winner.
No.
No, I'm sorry. It's done now.
I was doing so well.
They were.
And then her parents try to leave. But she's just like... I get that they're not supposed to be very nice, but would they just leave?
Yeah, well, I think they all like start to witness it falling apart and they'd be like, we should leave. But actually, that's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
At this point, just go to bed and deal with it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I do like that it's eventually his dad that kind of talks him down.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice
moment,
isn't it?
Yeah, nice moment, that is.
And he's like, you know, you're going to read this year. Like, it's yours now. Yeah. I'm retired.
Like passing on the traditions.
Yeah, it comes down to a nice moment again. But... obviously, what I've missed is the fact that during his rant, he's going on about the fact that I wish that my boss was here now.
If
so I
anyone
give him
wants
a piece
to
of
get
mind.
Me a gift.
And you see Eddie obviously have a brainwave and disappear in his RV as if you don't know where he's going.
Yeah.
So sure enough, he then turns up with his boss, which is just like, oh my God.
And that's when I started to be like, it looks like Bill Murray.
Really looks like
continue.
It gets past you, doesn't it?
It really. I just couldn't believe. I thought it was a complete coincidence.
But I like how quickly he is convinced that it's like what he's done. He's in the wrong here. He's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
But he like one person moans about the fact that he didn't get a bonus, and he's like, "I've seen the error in my ways. Have double your bonus. Well, 20% on top of what you had last year."
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could say him. Being in the room and seeing the family that's disappointed.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah.
And
they
wrap
that whole story up line, that whole storyline up really quickly.
It all just wraps up.
It doesn't
up really
take much
quickly.
Convincing. No. And then, yeah.
And then
yeah.
the police turn up. The SWAT team.
The level of chaos that the SWAT team causes.
Who apparently know exactly where he is.
And but when still they say, go next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we need one last.
Oh my God!
Knife in the back.
Just so bad.
And I love the way she just doesn't expect it. She's like, "Go away!" No, like coming in. But then they tell him to freeze, so they physically freeze frame.
Yeah.
Did you notice what's the name of his wife?
Oh,
grab
Ellen.
His crotch.
Yeah, she just grabbed his crotch, and then she like takes it away to shake his hand, and then puts it back.
Yeah.
Like, why did she? Well, I must have just missed that snap moment to what made her go to that.
Comedy.
I need to return.
I that made me laugh. That did make me laugh.
That made me, it made me chuckle.
But I did. I just was just like, how did they know where he was? Literally, yeah. Only just been kidnapped.
And when his boss's wife is describing,
yeah,
it's a horrid brute of a man.
yeah.
Who was wearing leisure wear? I think, bulging.
But then, yeah, because she has to come and identify him for some reason.
Yeah.
But then they're all fine then. They're all getting along.
Yeah, but and then she's like, oh, you're a terrible person for not giving him a bonus. Turned up in a fur coat and all that. You know, like.
She's like in the palace when she's calling the police.
Yeah. But that's... so he doesn't press charges. Then they go outside to see the Northern Lights. And then...
Well, no, I think they go outside because they think they can see Santa, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know why they just go outside. And then, but then Uncle blows up this... Finding the sewage gas pays off.
Oh, yeah. That... I was...
And launches the decoration into the sky. Don't know, it's just like, for goodness sake.
And then it looks like it's Santa across the sky. But then it just ends. Or have I missed a big
section? It does.
It literally just like, that's the end.
It's just like, that's it.
I was not having Christmas Day.
I mean, you kind of want to see what Christmas Day's like,
yeah.
don't you?
I thought we were going to have Christmas Day, and I was like, oh, yeah, we don't. I forgot.
And then it's just Christmas time is here.
Yeah.
That was lovely. It's just Clark and the dog, a slow crane shot out. Yeah. Lovely.
Done.
Just beautiful moment.
Complete end of film.
And that's it. And just, yeah, film end, credits.
There's something about it that I quite like that isn't Christmas Day, because most films are Christmas Day.
Yeah, apart from The Holiday, which he skips over it. I never get over that.
Yeah,
it's so weird. In The Holiday, it's all about Christmas. You literally don't see any of them on Christmas Day.
I've never even noticed
it's
that.
It's like they didn't want to write what they had to
do
with them.
Have you reviewed that then in the past?
Yeah, we did that.
After,
a couple of years ago.
You were on that episode. There you went.
No, yeah. But like, yeah, it's all about Christmas Day and after Christmas Day. Christmas Day doesn't happen.
I didn't even notice that. And I've seen it a few
times.
It's,
and then you get New Year, don't you?
Yeah. Because it's almost like they don't know what to do with those characters on Christmas Day, because some of them will be by themselves. So
bottled
they just ignore it entirely. Are we going to have a little break?
Yes. Let's take a short break and then we're going to see what everyone thought of it. But then we already know. See you later.
Oh.
Well, we are back.
Hello.
NL CV.
CV.
First off, Kirsty, let's go to you.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you thought of this film.
Yeah, it's a weird one because as much as I feel like I was really pro the film throughout this podcast, I wouldn't choose to watch it.
It's very confusing.
I've seen it several times, but again, like what you were saying at the beginning, it's not on my rotation.
Yeah.
I'm doing the fingers.
Air quotes, yeah.
Air quotes. But then again, I don't really have a rotation. But it wouldn't be my go-to. I think it's Chevy Chase. I used to really like him. And now I feel a bit biased because of like knowing he's a bit of a
racist bigot.
Yeah. And like him on Community and the fact that he like had to like stop working on Community and stuff like that just put me off him.
Yeah.
It's weird. And like, you know, in like Community, he like tried so hard and sometimes he just wasn't funny.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
towards
the
end. So at the beginning it was very good, but then that's like really like, I'm very aware of that in the background of his humour.
It does have an impact. I mean, I've struggled to get into anything with Will Smith.
Yes, I
get
it.
Since the Oxters. Oscars.
I've not watched anything with him in since he's like hit that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit that guy.
Slap guy.
Is it Chris Rock?
Chris Rock, yeah.
Chris Rock, yeah.
Yeah, just because I don't like his character now.
Yeah,
it's weird.
It completely dissolved the illusion.
Yeah.
And it's probably the same thing with Chevy Chase.
Yeah. I think with Will Smith as well, he always had this nice guy persona.
Yeah.
The Hollywood guy. And then like Jada's turned him into a nut bar.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
And,
what's caught,
but I mean, come on.
I don't know enough about them.
Come on. She's
sorry.
She's so many. Well, it's the opinion I have of it anyway. She's pulling all the strings.
It's hard not to get that opinion based.
Yeah, I mean, you've only got to watch the footage back. He was laughing. He takes one look at her with her face longer than a wet weekend, and he suddenly just flips.
I don't understand
it's
what
like conditioning.
Goes through people's head to think. I think they think that it doesn't matter how high up I am, I can get away with that.
In my head think that he didn't even realise what was that. I think he just, it's like, it's almost like conditioning.
He just,
like, he
saw
she was upset and he just reacted. I don't necessarily think it was because
he thought he was so high and mighty. I'll pay for this if I don't do something.
But they're not even together at that point,
I feel
were
like
they?
It was, what was the lesser of two evils?
They were separated.
Don't know,
sure.
Care,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Back
I don't know why we're discussing
and,
this
yeah.
so much. But yeah,
anyway.
Chevy Chase for me, I have still got that little bit of me where I used to find him funny. Now I feel like, actually, I don't want to give you as much credit because I know you're not that nice of a person.
Yeah, no, I get that. I do get
that. I don't want to be like, and you know me, I'm not always like that with people. Like, I don't go off everything I hear
it's hard
what they
not
say,
to be.
But
no, I completely get that.
Yeah.
I mean, we had John Cleese in the last one.
Yeah.
Like, John Cleese and Chevy Chase are not in the same ballpark, really. But he's definitely, as he's got older, it's probably the same for Chevy. As they get older, they just stop having that filter.
Yeah, he's more outspoken.
And
I saw him recently on an interview, actually, and I thought the same.
Yeah.
Thing is, I really haven't seen a lot of what he's been saying more recently, so it didn't really affect me watching that one.
No,
I know he's been a bit more controversial.
But I feel, for me, with Chevy, I can separate 80s peak Chevy to modern
even back then apparently he was a nightmare to
work. Was it and I'm sure he was but
so I mean like I don't like that when you find that out about an actor that they've got this massive persona and they like just demand everything. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It just puts me off people. But
no,
normally I must admit, normally in films, I don't always think like that. But I don't know why with Chevy Chase.
I think because Chevy Chase, his characters he plays are just feel very much just him.
They're all the same.
So it's not really like it's a part.
Yeah.
You just assume you're watching Chevy Chase. His name's 100%. Clark, but it could be Chevy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would probably like, if it came on somewhere, I would sit, like zone in a bit and watch it. But it wouldn't be something I'd be like, you know what I really fancy? National Lampoon. That's going to make me feel Christmassy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm inclined to agree. Like, if it's on TV, if someone's watching it, I can watch it. But I don't put it on.
Yeah, there'd be like a gazillion films before that I'd be like, actually, I'll watch this.
For me,
Muppet's Christmas Carol.
It's not the Chevy of it. It's just, if I just like say, I find it very disjointed. I actually don't laugh at it. When we were chuckling about stuff, and I look back and I think, yeah, that is quite funny. But watching it,
yeah,
I didn't laugh once. I mean, it's very slapsticky. It feels like the humour's kind of dated, not in a way that it's dated like badly. It's just old.
It is like very
old,
stupid,
unsophisticated. Here's a board in my face because I've stood in it and again and again and again.
It is like they throw in stupid stuff every 5 minutes.
Like a lot of jokes are hammered in. Like,
yeah,
the light one, the light's off, it's on, it's off, it's on, it's off. Mm. It's like, all right, we get it. But I just honestly just don't think it just doesn't. It's not a story really for me. It's just a series of, like I said, vignettes almost that are loosely held together by It's Christmas. So, yeah, I don't hate it. I
get what you mean. It's almost like someone thought of what are a load of Christmas sketches we can come
exactly
with.
That. And then
we'll tie a story around.
Yeah.
I do get that. I think from my point of view, I actually really like the movie. And I
are you allowed to say anything negative against it?
I contractually cannot say a bad word about it. No, I think it is ridiculous in parts, but I find it just fun. And maybe that's because of my introduction to the film, in that from a group of people that absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I do think that impacts. If everyone around you is loving it and you're watching it together and it kind of is like a family moment, I totally get that.
Yeah.
Because there's films that we watched as a family, which I know other people would never watch at Christmas, but to us it was a Christmas film because it was like that type of feeling.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people who love this film. I mean, Nick, who's on the previous podcast, he's a real big fan of this film.
Yeah.
There
are certain films as well, I don't know if you find this, that are like comfort food.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like, I just want to, because I know what I'm going to get from watching this.
Yeah, Free Willy Wonka.
And I agree. And I think for me, there's just a lot of other Christmas films I'd rather put on before this.
Yeah, and I get that as well.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't hate it.
But again, if it was someone else's tradition to watch it, I'd happily sit in the room and be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not
if
a fan.
Wants to
I'd
invite
ra-
me,
I mean, I'd rather watch Elf than this, and I wasn't a big Elf fan either.
No, see, but I'd Elf's rather right. I'd rather watch this than Elf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Elf. Because I feel like Elf's got more of a story to it.
But I feel like Elf, again, was just that stupid. Maybe I just don't like that type of humour. It's just
I don't
that
think you like
stupid
Will Ferrell
humour.
Do you like Mr. Bean?
Yeah. But I love
that surprises me.
That really, yeah.
Because my favourite bit is when he falls from the sky. It's like, oh, that moment for me is everything in life.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's how he just came to this world.
Yeah, divine.
But no, so that's why I'd rather watch Elf than this. But I don't hate either of them.
What would be
just feel there's better films out there. There's other Christmas films I'd rather watch.
What would be the Christmas film? Your top one.
My top Christmas film.
I think it's a hard question, but yeah.
He's always Scrooged.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
but I love Bill Murray, so it kind of gets a free pass.
They had his brother in this one. So.
But I also love the Santa Claus.
So therefore it should count.
I get, like, if you want to go for my deep rotation, my real rotation, will always be Santa Claus, the Santa Claus.
Good film.
Scrooged, Home Alone, and Die Hard.
Yeah.
They're my big four. And Die Hard, obviously, you can argue that to the cows come home, but it's a Christmas film.
Mine are the same. Probably mine is Scrooged.
I will always make time to watch those four films every year. Yeah.
I think mine's Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Oh, I love
it's a great film. It's a great film, but it's not top of my list because I never watched it when I was younger.
Yeah, I think that makes an impact.
Yeah.
You know.
Plus it's Muppets, so if you're not into
And I think that has a lot to do with Christmas Muppet, films in general anyway.
And Michael Caine giving one of the best performances of Scrooge that anyone has ever committed to film.
I need
it's
to
like
find the new
version. Surrounded by Muppets.
Need to find the version with the restored song that they
cut.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
Where
is
Love Gone?
The Love Has Gone.
Did we
talk about this before?
Probably.
I feel like, because you found it for me No.
The song's online. It's on YouTube, I think.
I think I said that the version that we've got on our streaming platform doesn't have
Disney Plus.
When are you releasing your streaming platform?
Oh, curse use the platform.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible. Good platform. Picture of a train.
Yeah, so I mean, I think everyone's got their Christmas films, haven't they? And people that, like, I know my sister's a big fan of Miracle on 34th Street. She watches that every year.
Which version?
The one with Richard Attenborough in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Classic. I do like that version.
I don't know if she still watches it every year, but I know she used to.
It is a classic.
But no, I'm not a big fan of that one. It's a classic film, but it's not.
But I have films I watch at Christmas that, to me, are Christmas films, because I've always watched them at Christmas, but they're not nowhere near being a Christmas film.
Such as?
Sound of Music.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
wow. Because
we always watched it.
Jurassic Park.
But if you always watched it, Chicken Run. Oh, my goodness. How have I not mentioned Chicken Run? Chicken Run is my all-time...
Yeah. I mean, I very much associate carry-on films with Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I want to watch some carry-on films, because they're always on late at night on BBC, like 11 o'clock at night before shutdown.
I always watch Chicken Run at some point.
And, yeah, that's exactly it. That's it.
Thank you. Okay, is there anything about Christmas Vacation that you think it doesn't hold up today, Kirsty?
There was one point at the beginning that I found cringy, where he's like... he was like, what? The guy next door was saying something to him, and he was like, oh, actually, I was talking to your wife about bending over or something.
I wasn't talking to her. No, to you.
Yeah, it's like about, like, and he was like, bending over or something like.
Yeah, bend over
and
I'll
show
you.
But I think it, to be fair, like, I don't think it doesn't hold up well. I just think it's more, it doesn't interest me as much to watch it over and over again. I think it's just stupid humour.
Yeah.
It's very classic. Oh no, we keep saying 90s, but like that period of time, late 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Nostalgic? I can't say the word. Can you
nostalgic.
Cut this? Can you cut that?
No, I'm kidding.
It's very reminiscent of the of that time.
Brilliant. you could argue the depictions of his cousin and the family are very stereotypical.
Yeah.
Mileage may vary. I don't think it's that offensive though.
No, I don't think.
There's the scenes. It's not really a kid's film.
I guess it's the scenes with the woman getting unchanged. But I mean, these days.
That's more saucy than it is anything else.
Plus, it delivers for a reason, doesn't it?
Yeah,
delivers.
It's him fantasizing.
Yeah, well, I meant when she's in the shop. I just don't like to get Seth Thayer.
Again, that's not really offensive. That's
but more because I
weird.
Just,
it's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird. And I personally was offended because she had good legs and I was jealous.
Oh, okay.
So it was more like.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
Yeah.
It's just a very weird moment. Like, it's just like, is she, she's, what?
For me, it's like, oh, this has escalated to this point.
Yeah,
she's
weird.
Pulling up a skirt.
It was more weird than this hasn't aged well. Yeah. But. I think overall,
I think you'd struggle
grand.
To be offended watching this.
Yeah,
film.
Yeah.
And it's mainly because of the humour, like you mentioned. You'd never get this film now, and it wouldn't be as successful. No. It would be like
it's a film of its time. Yeah, and I feel like the humour is very much of its time. Like,
yeah,
it's. I didn't.
You couldn't
like
remake
I said,
it.
I didn't find myself laughing at it. I could see the jokes coming a mile off.
Yeah.
Like everything's so set up in advance. There's no surprise to any of it really. Yeah. But.
I think overall it's fine. Like,
but you can watch it.
It's a Christmas film, relatively non-offensive.
We do this at the end of all the podcasts and say, does it hold up? But it's a Christmas film, so people are going to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would say if you can remove any kind of external baggage for some of the people in it, then it's worth watching, I would say.
Yeah. And my only thing I would actually think about it is the fact that if I hadn't seen it, I would think it's a family film. I actually think the swearing's not appropriate.
I mean, it's not a family film.
No.
National Lampoon's never been centered around a family,
you think it would
I think it does give the impression that it's going to be.
Yeah. But they're allowed
in the blurb as well.
You are allowed swearing in, like you were saying earlier. Like Lord of the Rings, there was that famous clip when one of the hobbits was talking on a podcast recently. Right. They were saying like...
An actual hobbit
they'd got on. Dominic... I can't remember his
Monahan,
name.
Is it?
Monahan, that's it. Thank you. And they were talking about how in Lord of the Rings, because of its rating, they could have put a swear word in there.
Yeah.
And they're like, where would you put it?
Like, it doesn't need it.
Like Gandalf saying, "You will not thing pass.
Yeah, but it's just.
I'd have loved that. Oh my god.
Some extra.
Yeah.
It'd be great though. That's the time to do it.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I think. I mean, like I say, it's not. It's definitely not a family. It's like a teenager film. Teenager and adults, but like, it's not for kids.
Yeah.
Kids would be bored watching it because it's not. Family films are like where, like the Santa Claus, with Santa's involved, mm. Christmas family film.
I don't know. The cover for me gave the, I don't know.
The cover of him covered in a Christmas lights getting electrocuted.
Yeah, but it's almost like funny. It's almost
the reissue one though is like a Christmas card, literally the family in front of a tree.
Oh really?
Yeah. It
looks,
oh okay. Looks very like cozy.
So that is
and nice.
Quite. Yeah.
But
right.
I think if the film itself actually falls into the category of kind of the goofball,
yeah,
like Caddyshack or something like that, yeah. Chevy Chase film. But you know, that kind of genre, and you wouldn't say that's a kids' film.
They are very much his own little genre of films, aren't they?
Well, yeah, the National Lampoon films, or the vacation films. They're all got their own specific Chevy Chase-ness about them.
Was he ever in anything serious?
I don't think so.
Good question.
I don't know.
It's homework for you.
You know, there you go.
Spend time anyway, digging deep.
Yeah. NLCV. Yeah. Watch NLCV. It if you want.
And if not, watch Muppets Christmas.
Watch many other Christmas films. Yeah. Watch out.
So that leaves us deciding what we're going to be watching next
Absolutely
time.
Absolutely more.
And as everyone knows now, I logged into the supercomputer.
Yes.
Last time.
What year did that give us?
It spat out the year 2001.
Oh. I react every year, gets the same reaction, and I can't 2001, what a year.
And I have to stop myself from saying, look around.
Oh, and it's 21, I was. That's it.
The year 2001.
Yes.
All three of us have picked some films to suggest. Kirsty, can you tell me your pick?
So, there was a lot of films that I really wanted to choose, but I was in, you know.
It's a good year for film.
Quite like the year for film, but I really wanted to pick something that neither of you had seen.
Right.
So knowing that, I went for American Sweethearts. Mm-hmm. Just because it's got really good lineup, good actors. I wouldn't say it's like, obviously, it's not like a high grossing film. Actually, I think
it did all right.
It did all right, but it's not
under
like,
the radar almost.
There was Pearl Harbor. And I was tempted, but that's such a big film, and it's 3 hours long, and I just feel like...
Yeah, thanks for
thank
not
you
punishing us for that.
But, you know, it's got, like, some good moments in this film.
You're a fan of American Sweethearts?
I haven't seen it in years, okay. But I remember enjoying it. But I think you'd like some of the bits in it, and I feel like there's stuff that you could chat about, and, like, there'll be things...
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. Plus, I like the fact that neither of you have seen it.
It's a good good starting point, isn't it? I've gone for... Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Okay, wow.
Which I remember when I was a young lad thinking this was like the peak of cinema.
Yeah, I always wanted to dress like her.
This
the peak of cinema. This,
like, what's more perfect than a film based on a video game that
Is that
like?
The one where they try to stop Anything. The sun? No. Is that the one where they try... No, I don't want to say.
The only thing I remember about Lara Croft Tomb Raider is that Chris Barry plays a butler.
Yeah, that's no, right. It is the one I'm thinking. I watched it recently on BBC iPlayer.
I haven't watched it probably since it came out.
Yeah, it's got to be decades.
Yeah.
It's got Seth Green in it, hasn't it? Which is also
I don't know. See, I can't even remember.
He's also in American
Sweethearts. Chris Barry's her butler.
So that's
Because I found that just a real random casting. I love Chris Barry, obviously, from Red Dwarf and British Empire. But, like, for Tim suddenly being that was just like, oh, okay, it's really random.
Hollywood film, okay.
Yeah.
And he, like, really kicks, like, ass at one point in that film.
Spoilers.
See, I can't even remember.
Can you not remember? Oh, sorry.
Can't remember the film.
I watched it recently, so I know it way too well.
Right. Why have you watched it again?
I actually really like it. Because
it's the peak of cinema.
It is peak cinema. Sorry.
I agree with Ed.
It's my bad.
It's my Christmas film.
I've gone for another film, which... I've only seen once when it first came out, which is Swordfish.
Oh.
So this has got like young Hugh Jackman in it, Halle Berry, John Travolta, and it's about hacking in 2001.
So it's going to be good.
That's going to be upsetting.
Imagine the tech that comes on. Like
it's going to be like awful CGI tech that doesn't exist. It's just cringy.
I do like stuff like that.
I feel like it'll be good entertaining. Yeah.
Whenever I think about that film, I always picture it being like under a green filter or something. I don't know why.
I don't know if Matrix. It was. It's not the Matrix.
Maybe like the Matrix.
I know, isn't
it? The cover's got green writing on it.
Maybe that's it.
Yellowy green. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm colorblind.
Have you seen Swordfish?
I'm colorblind. No.
Oh, okay, good. So no, I go. So one of those three.
One of those three. Right, time to log into the supercomputer again.
Exciting.
And click go.
I'm going
to
hack
Do we have to make the noises for it? Boop, beep, boop.
Thank you.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah!
American Sweetheart.
Oh, it's really one of the three that I didn't want to watch.
I'm really glad. Because I know that neither of you would ever pick that.
No, we generally wouldn't, because it's under romantic films as well.
But it's not like, it's a No, easy I hate watch. You now. Just have the love.
Maybe we won't have a guest. Let's just us talk about that.
Can we just spin it again when she's left?
No, it's recorded. It's a binding contract.
I really want to watch Swordfish.
Well, watch it anyway.
I probably will now.
Maybe we'll do a 2001 double bill.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
There was a big
don't go
choice.
On long enough already, these podcasts.
No, to be fair, 2001, there was so many good choices.
Dress Part 3.
We'll come round again in another 30 episodes' time.
I thought Beautiful Mind. I was going for more dramas and romance because I knew neither of you.
No,
them.
It's good to shake it up. With
yeah.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plus
absolutely.
For the listeners, I was going to say viewers, but...
they can watch.
Is are it you an... streaming? Is it like Always Sunny? Are yeah, we, have we got
yeah,
cameras
we're
on
filming
here?
It as well. Always Sunny. No, we're not doing that. Imagine.
Imagine they'd see how many...
It'd be very boring to watch.
Yeah, it'd be so boring.
So there we go. Everyone should watch that.
I'm excited for you for us to watch it on the streaming platform.
I'm looking forward to logging into the streaming platform when you release it.
Which one's it? Disney Plus or Netflix, I should be talking about here. And
yeah.
That's it.
Actually, it's Amazon Prime.
Like Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to us on your preferred podcast platforms. I don't know if you can. They do have a podcast. Anyway. So you get every episode as it's released. If you like the show enough, you can give us 5 stars, no
boo,
less,
boo, 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 boo.
On Apple Podcasts or Spotify. They have their own rating system now. Thank you. And you can get in touch with us via thatshindsight@gmail.com. And of course, you can follow us on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter, @thatshindsight, and Instagram, @thatshindsightpod. Thank you very much, Kirsty.
Thanks, guys, for having me. It's nice to be back.
You're our longest reoccurring guest, I think, now.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing, not like a bacteria.
Well, I don't know.
Just can't get rid of Kirsty.
Scrubbing and scrubbing.
Taking like all the
always
cream.
There. Like a bad smell. Like popcorn smelling in my house.
And I mean, I do come with baggage.
You do. Well, that's true.
As soon as I got in here.
Just stunk the house out. Made a mess.
Mark, Merry Christmas. Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass.
What?
What did you look at me when you said his?
I really don't know how to respond to this.
Sorry, I was calling back the film.
Okay. I just thought you were being rude.
Is that in the film?
Yeah.
He does say it, doesn't he? When the people are going to the office, kiss my ass, kiss his ass. I did actually was one of the bits that did make a jump on me.
Yeah. At the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, that fell flat.
Yeah.
Fell flat.
But Edward, kiss my ass.
Thank you.
But also Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas, Kirsty. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy the festive season, everyone. And we'll see you next time.
This popcorn's wrecked me. And I'm not just bringing it up so you keep saying sorry.
Sorry.
If I do like this, does. We may have to stop so I can cough my guts up.
Okay.
Just because it's really got down me.
I won't high five you.
Yeah, like,
please.
I love it, guys. I can't turn on my air purifier.
Do you want me to turn it on?
Too much background noise.
Oh, sorry.
Why are you sorry?
I don't know.
Sorry. Stop apologising for everything.
Let's
go for this. Let's go.
Let's do it.
Start Home Alone.
I was going to say something and I totally forgot what it was going to be.
Are we done? Is this done?
Yeah, it's done.